Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
It's really as simple as do, re, mi. We name things so that they have meaning for us. Each note has a name, a syllable, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. And then we start again, on up the scale. An Italian fellow named Guido of Arezzo, teacherly sort of guy who wanted to help singers of Gregorian chant, he came up with this notion 1,000 years ago, and we've stuck with it ever since. Actually, Guido called his first note ut, because the musical example that he used was a chant, each phrase of which began on a different note of the ascending scale, and the first one, with its first syllable, was ut quaent laxis. Guido was also the one who gave the notes their letter names, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and that handful of them is called a scale, or a gamut. And it's the work of one of the most ingenious manipulators of Guido's scale, which will be our fascination today, music of Johann Sebastian Bach, virtuoso performer, conductor, business administrator, teacher, instrument expert, family man, claims court haggler, prolific composer, and all-around genius. Bach, who could take a simple scale and make an elaborate prelude of it, or make patterns of notes which encompass mathematical riddles, or enliven theological truths, or simply beguile the ear and mind of, as he would term them, true lovers of the art of music. That's us, I hope, because this program will follow Bach up the scale from A to G through examples of his elegant and ingenious creations for what has been rightly termed Bach's royal instrument, the pipe organ. Ours is an international survey involving performers and instruments from England, Denmark, the Netherlands, Sweden, France, and the United States, even a connection to Japan. Talk about worldwide influence. Old Sebastian was a magician as well as a musician, and the entire globe remains under his spell. Follow in his footsteps, or note steps, if you will, as we ascend the Bach gamut with music in every key from A to G. Our guides include Wolfgang Rübsam and Daniel Chorzempa, Kevin Boyer and David Rota. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams. We start at ground zero in the key of A, with a prelude and fugue which is among Bach's most beguiling and insinuating, the three opening gestures which seem to be going every which way harmonically, all land on A, and then the pedal just sits on that note for a while, letting the A tonality sink in. Later in the fugue, though the key of A is never in question, the time signature, the beat pattern, is, sometimes seeming to be in three and sometimes in four, though Wolfgang Rübsam's interpretation lays down the law in this regard more clearly than many performers. We hear the meticulously restored 17th century Arp Schnitger organ at the Martinikerk in Groningen in the Netherlands. This is the prelude and fugue in A major. It's the first step in our ascending Bach gamut. Thank you. splendid resonance and rich harmony, we've begun a Bach gamut with the Prelude and Fugue in the key of A. Wolfgang Rübsam played an instrument built in 1692 by Arp Schnitger, recently restored by Jürgen Arendt. It's at the Martinikerk in Groningen in the Netherlands. It's an organ-rich city in the organ-rich northern part of that European country. And if I mention that the piece was number 536 in the Schmieder catalog of Bach's works, it's only as a point of clarification. Bach wrote so much, and so many works share similar titles and even similar keys, that the Schmieder numbers become pretty convenient means of identifying exactly what it is you're listening to. Which reminds me of a story about telling jokes in prison where the guys had heard them all so often that they saved time just by identifying the jokes by number. Number 18, chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. That's a good one, right? Well, you've just heard a good one, number 536. And we're moving on up the scale to the key of B minor next, a key generally associated with tragedy and high seriousness. And we combine a fantasy from Schmieder number 563 with a standalone fugue, Schmieder number 951. Multi-prize-winning British organist Kevin Boyer plays a Markussen organ at the Church of St. Hans in Odense, Denmark.
Thank you.
Bach in the key of B minor, this time with Kevin Boyer playing a fugue, Schmieder number 951, based on a theme by Tommaso Albinoni. It's one of many examples of Bach's fascination with the contemporary composers of Italy. Before the fugue, a little fantasia, also in B minor, Schmieder number 563. It's work which, like the fugue, might have been intended for the harpsichord, but because of the occasional long notes that are found in certain sections, actually does demand the sustaining power of the organ. Well, up another notch in our Bach gamut, from the key of B to the key of C, and a movement from Bach's fifth trio sonata, where independence of body and spirit is the real key. From three simple strands of melody, Bach weaves an intimate discourse and an intensely colored tapestry, which Daniel Chorzempa shows us in this recording, made on an organ built in 1697 at the Reformed Church in Meppel in the Netherlands. Thank you. And there you have a movement from Bach's Trio Sonata No. 5 in C major with Daniel Chorzempa performing. Well, okay, A, B, C, the first three steps along our path. We are ascending a Bach gamut today, scaling organistic heights, quite literally, on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Middle C being home base for keyboard players, I thought we'd stay a little longer on this step of our Bach gamut to hear a piece in C minor and to listen to an extraordinary instrument at California State University in Chico, this organ inspired by an 18th century Gottfried Silbermann pipe organ at the cathedral in Dresden in Germany. The one in Chico was hand-built over a six-year period by Munetaka Yokota. He's a young Japanese-American organ craftsman who used his own great skill and local volunteer labor and local materials to make this instrument. Wood from local trees is found in the case and the framework. Even shin bones from the university farm school's cows were carved to make caps for the keyboards. This organ has 36 stops, 47 ranks, and a total of 2,200 individual pipes. Faculty organist David Rota plays it in Bach's Prelude and Fugue in C minor, Schmieder No. 546. We are at the University of California, Chico. Listening to Bach at the University of California, Chico, David Rota played the Prelude and Fugue in C minor, Schmieder No. 546. This organ in German Baroque style was built on the campus in Chico by Munetaka Yokota, a Japanese-American craftsman, creating a centennial project for and of the university. That Prelude and Fugue was one of Bach's most intense organ works. The C minor key does demand and even creates that sort of an atmosphere, but up a step to D major, and we move into another world entirely, one of sunny disposition and extrovert emotion. Bach even begins this piece by running up the scale, literally. The opening gesture is played by the feet on the organ pedals. The fugue becomes something of a marathon chase, too. There is lots of running around, both by the hands and the feet. Hans Fagius plays. This is an instrument from 1728 by Johann Nicholas Kammann at the church in Lövstabruk in Sweden. Bach, deliciously delirious in D.
Thank you.
Bach in the Key of D, the Prelude and Fugue, Schmieder number 532, featuring Hans Fagius, who played the Nicholas Kammann organ from the early 18th century at the church in Lövstabruk in Sweden. What a wonderfully pungent sound it makes. Quite different from our next organ and our next music, which is in the key of E-flat, a key with a certain luminous, expansive character to it. Bach did not write many organ pieces in E-flat, but those which he did sing with a remarkably dignified passion. This fugue in E-flat closes off a book of Bach organ scores which he gathered together for private publication. It is volume 3 in his Klavierübung, or Keyboard Practice, a series intended, as he said in the foreword, for the true lovers of the art. Actually, here there are 3 fugues in a sequence, the last of them absorbing the themes from the previous 2 in an incredible layer cake, rich sustenance for the ear and soul. Noel Rothshorn plays this instrument from 1926 by Henry Willis III at the Liverpool Cathedral in England, fugue in E-flat by Bach. The English have given that piece the nickname St. Anne because the principal theme of that fugue by Bach is very much like an old English hymn which goes to the text, O God, our help in ages past, but the English call that tune St. Anne. So, it's appropriate that we heard the St. Anne fugue by Bach on a British organ with a British organist. That was the 1926 Willis Instruments at Liverpool Cathedral. Noel Rothshorn was our artist. That was Bach's fugue in E-flat, Schmieder 552. I'm Michael Barone. So far we've had A, B, C, D, and E, well, E-flat, gone 5 steps up our scale with 2 to go, F and G. We're addressing a Bach gamut today, miscellaneous Bach works in ascending key signatures, on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Now to F, and though Bach did write some organ preludes and fugues in F, I wanted to change the texture of our broadcast a little bit. So we are going to hear not a prelude and fugue, but a set of variations in F minor on the Lutheran hymn, Christ, You Who Are the Bright Day. Now it is a little odd that F minor is not a particularly bright key, unless you think of the friction that is caused by the accidentals. But this is the key that the hymn writer chose, and that's what Bach had to deal with. He puts the tune through some very interesting changes, and some of them are quite brilliant. Jean-Patrice Bross plays a modern 1980 Lacroix organ, French-built in the German Baroque fashion for the St. Justice Basilica in Valquebrer. Chorale Variations in F minor by Bach. chorale partita, or set of variations, on the hymn Christ, You Are the Light of Day, a youthful work by Johann Sebastian Bach in the very serious key of F minor. Jean-Patrice Bross performed. In the old tunings, F minor was a pretty intense place to be, but F major was almost literally blissful. So appropriately, this next chorale work, which is in the key of F, takes its theme from the hymn Make Yourself Beautiful, My Soul. Thierry Mechler plays an instrument by Alfred Kern at Massevo Parish Church in France. Very elaborate, very lovely, and very difficult to pick out the hymn tune if you don't know what to listen for. But that's hardly a problem, since we don't have to sing anything, do we? That chorale prelude on the melody, Deck Thyself with Gladness, O My Soul, is thought to be by Bach, though it might be by his pupil Johann Ludwig Krebs. Either way, It's delightful. Terry Mechler was our soloist, playing Bach in the key of F. And so to our last step up the Bach gamut to the key of G, where we hear two examples, first in G minor, then in G major, which demonstrate the potent power of a few shifted half steps. G minor is earnest and direct, while G major is sprightly and filled with light. And master of both moods is the inimitable E. Power Biggs, who plays the famous 1958 Flintrop organ, which he featured in many recordings on the Columbia label years ago. They call the place now Adolphus Busch Hall on the campus of Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It used to be the Busch Reisinger Museum, and that's how I'll always think of it. Whatever you call it, it's still an organ lover's shrine. Two pair, Bach and Biggs, G minor, Schmieder 578, and G major, Schmieder 577.
Thank you.
They don't make them like that anymore. Music, instrument, or musician. That was the Little Fugue in G minor by Bach, and then the G major fugue known as the Jig. They were played by the late, great E. Power Biggs on the 1958 Flintrop organ, a creation of the neoclassic organ revival, but still a marvel. It's at Adolphus Busch Hall of Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And Mr. Biggs dances us up to the top of the landing on our ascent through a modified Bach gamut. We didn't go from C to C, but we had music of Bach rising up the scale from the key of A to the key of G, an energizing progression, most assuredly. I hope you've enjoyed this process. Thanks to Wolfgang Ribsom, Kevin Boyer, Daniel Chorzempa, David Rota, Hans Fagius, Noel Rosshorn, Jean-Patrice Bross, and Thierry Mechler, who, along with E. Power Biggs, provided all of our motive power. The playlist detailing the recordings which were used in this broadcast, complete with catalog numbers and sources, is part of our quarterly brochure. All you need to do is write to ask for a sample copy. This is program 2028. Mention that specifically. Write to us at Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Do tell us to which station you are listening. Also, please enclose a stamped self-addressed envelope for the return mail. And I caution that you might need to put two stamps on that return envelope because our brochure is pretty hefty. That's for your free playlist and the quarterly program brochure. Write Pipe Dreams, program number 2028, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. You can also find this and other information on our website, which is pipedreams.org. Check out information about our newest Pipe Dreams Premieres Compact Disc Volume 2. Each week, Pipe Dreams explores some different facets of this extraordinary and ever-fascinating instrument, the king of instruments, the pipe organ. Our broadcast is made possible through the support of Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, and by listener members of Minnesota Public Radio and Public Radio International network stations all around the country. Join us again, if you can, and tell a friend. Until next time, for Pipe Dreams and for J.S. Bach, I'm Michael Barone. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.